for the balance of March,
okay,
with every purchase, absolutely every purchase, we have a $300 Delta Airlines voucher to try to get you out of the cold. And if you trade a car, it's another $300. I've talked about it for weeks that we've had a tough time getting good trades and getting out there to get vehicles at auctions,
right,
how hard it is. So we're going to offer it up so that if you purchase a car from us, any car, new, used, whatever it is, lease a car,
okay,
$300, and a voucher with Delta Airlines. It's an online voucher. Just plug that number into the promotional code when you book your flight to someplace warm and sunny.
Okay.
If you trade a vehicle, you get another $300. So up to $600.
You can go a long way in $600.
Yeah. You can. All the way to warm weather.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, and back.
That sounds like a good idea.
If you feel like that's necessary.
So, you know, the dust has settled a little bit from dome sale, all of that. I'm sure that's some inventory out the door, new stuff in. Probably a great time to come and check out, especially if maybe somebody came and kicked the tires last weekend but didn't quite jump over the fence. Now's the time, isn't it?
Absolutely. We finally got everything lined up again. There's a lot of work that goes into for all the dealers. I commend them for working that hard and getting cars from any of the dealers down to the dome, trying to make sure they're still clean and presentable is a real challenge. And on top of that, long hours, evening hours, Sunday hours that we're not accustomed to in our business. We put enough hours. The typical work week with a sales department that's open from 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 9 to 6 on Saturdays is a 56-hour work week. So then you add in Friday evening, Saturday evening, and Sunday.
Right.
There's some sore feet, but I commend all of the sales staffs, the recon and detail staffs that got those cars moved and clean.
So what was hot at the sale for you guys?
Fuel economy was a really big topic of conversation because the prices for fuel had spiked a little bit over the weekend. I think there were $3.69 up and down Washington Street on 41 and et cetera, or more in some places. So that became a big topic of conversation. Very small cars, hybrids. We did very well with our Prius model. We did well with the Nissan Versa, the Civic. Those cars that get 40 plus miles per gallon were really grabbed on too quickly.
It sounds like overall it was a good weekend from people coming in and checking out vehicles. That always means that when you sell something, you probably have some trades. You've gotten some on the lot now, and now would really be a good probably next couple of days here. We're supposed to warm up, at least come by and check out what's at the lot.
Well, first of all, I hope you're right about it warming up. I'm all for that. The roads are a little greasy this morning, so be careful. Parking lots are really greasy, so everybody be a little careful as you come winding through. But yeah, we got some great trade-ins. We've gotten them through our shop. We've done our Q-certified inspection on them, so they're warrantied and ready to roll already. We've worked hard at that. And they're all lined up and ready to show and ready to go.
It's Riverside Thursday. We got a few minutes here with Paul Halber, the general manager for Riverside Marquette, where one of the marks that they do carry is Toyota. And Paul, in the news, a little bit, some stuff with Toyota with some of the issues that folks may remember from a few years back with the accelerator pedal issues with that, and the attorney general now with some fines against Toyota. And we just wanted to ask you a little bit about that just from your perspective, thoughts on this development with Toyota and what you want to tell potential consumers as well.
Well, first and foremost, from the consumer standpoint, the recalls were dealt with very quickly, very proactively by Toyota and by their dealer base. They provided, until they came up with a concrete solution, a number of people around the country, I believe the number is about 4 million people, were provided with rental cars. They were taken out of those vehicles for a period of time until the repairs could be made. By being proactive, I think that Toyota has handled this very well from the dealer standpoint and being face-to-face with the public. Mm-hmm. Those are always a little bit awkward because you hear about them on the news, and the anonymous corporate person who makes that announcement is not the one who is face-to-face with friends and family members from Nagani and Ishpeming and Gwynn and Harvey and everywhere around town. Mm-hmm. We are, and we had a lot of respect for Toyota and the way that they stepped forward and took care of the situation quite proactively.
That was something that we actually talked about earlier on the show today, was that Toyota as a company has stepped up and said, okay, we admit it and let's fix it and move on from there instead of trying to hide behind lawyers and PR and all of that.
Yeah, the lawyering up thing is always awkward, and it leaves, again, that face-to-face contact, the dealer who's in the community, the salesperson who sold his friend or family member vehicle, and the mechanic who maybe goes to church with you and your family, and you have one of those cars. Lawyering up always puts us, the public part of the car business, into a bad light, and it's tough to deal with. I have some background in public relations, but certainly a lot of my staff doesn't, and dealing with that sometimes can be very difficult, and Toyota handled it well.
Well, you've got the latest models now, the newest models on the lot, and you'd say just come by before you make any decisions and check them out.
Oh, absolutely. The problem was resolved. It was on older vehicles, but the newer models, there's just continual improvement. Even the way that some of those recalls from 3 or 4 years ago were handled. There are still people who've never bothered to do anything with those recalls. Mm-hmm. They weren't concerned about it. Now they said, why not? I might as well get it taken care of. And that's not just the Camry recall that's in the news right now, but it's any of a number of things. Mm-hmm. But they are just continually looking to make those changes so that everything stays up to speed.
Well, Toyota, one of the brands at Riverside Marquette, Toyota, Nissan, Honda there for folks to come and check out, plus a lot of used vehicles following the post-dome sale, all of that. And your hours, location, and folks for come by are what?
Location is in the Marquette Mall, hours from 8 o'clock in the morning to 6 at night, Monday through Friday, 9 to 3 on Saturdays, and you can always find us at riversidemarquette.com.